Shalom, everybody! In Parashas Nasa, we are told about the Sota, a woman who is accused of being unfaithful in her marriage. And immediately after the Sota, we hear about the Nazir, someone who abstains from wine, from haircuts, etc. And why are these two topics juxtaposed? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, on Perek Vav Pasuk Beis, quotes the Gemara on the very first daf of Maseches Sota. And the Gemara there says that the laws of Sota are immediately followed by the laws of Nazir, Lomar Lecha, Shekol Haroe Sota Bekilkula, Yazir Atzmo Min Hayayin, to tell you that someone who sees a Sota Bekilkula, someone who sees a Sota in her disgrace, should abstain from wine. As Rashi says on that Gemara, wine leads to Kalus Rosh. And that's exactly what caused the Sota in the first place. So a person who sees a Sota in her disgrace must take that as a lesson and abstain from wine, which is exactly what a Nazir does. That's the Gemara. But we have to ask a few questions on this Gemara. First of all, if wine leads to Kalus Rosh, why doesn't everyone need to abstain from wine? Why is it just someone who sees a Sota? And even more fundamentally, wine cannot be that bad. We use wine at Kiddush. We use wine at Avdallah. Wine is poured on the Mizbeach as part of the Tamid process and with many other korbanos. And wine gets a special bracha. We don't say Shahakol. We say Borei Pri HaGafen. And not only that, David HaMelech says in Tehillim in Mizmor Kuf Dalid Pasuk Tezvav, V'yayin yesamach levav enosh. There's happiness. There's simcha associated with wine. So with all that, how bad can wine be? This question was asked by Rav David Farkas. Rav David Farkas died in 1772. He was a close Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, who died in 1760. And I saw this question in the Sefer Otsar Chaim, written by Rav Chaim Yaakov Zuckerman, who died in 1972. This is in the volume on Bamidbar, on Parshas Naso, on page Lamed Aleph, and Rav David Farkas says the following most beautiful idea. He says that wine is indeed a special drink that's used at holy times and ceremonies in the Torah. However, says Rav Farkas, mi sheyesh lo netiya liros bekilkulosam shel acherim lechapes chataim vechasronos shel bnei Yisrael, ish kaze mechuyav lihinazer min hayayin. He says that someone who has a habit or a pattern towards seeing the negative in other people in Bnei Yisrael, that person should indeed refrain from wine. A person who sees a Sota and only sees the Sota Bekilkula, they don't see a family being torn apart, a marriage being destroyed. Yes, it may have to happen. These things happen and we've got to deal with it. But what does this person choose to see when looking at the Sota process? Do they see the sadness of the husband, the sadness of the wife? Do they see the public display of heartbreak and misfortune? Or do they just see Sota Bekilkula? They point fingers, and see how terrible she is and how disgraced she is. People like that delight in the spectacle and in the gossip. A Sota Bekilkula? Some people see tragedy, and some people like this see entertainment. A person like that should indeed refrain from wine. Wine has the potential, says Rav Farkas, to make that negativity even stronger, to make that finger wagging even more pronounced, and that can have a most devastating of consequences. A person like that should become a Nazir. Separate yourself from the rest of us for a while. No funerals, no haircuts, no wine or anything with alcohol in it. Separate from the rest of us and learn how to appreciate others, to see the positive in situations and in people. And after your Nazirus period is over, you can come back and see Bnei Yisrael positively. However, if you are someone who sees the good and the positive in people, if you are someone who is not quick to judge, if you're the kind of person who doesn't run to see a Sota Bekilkula, then you're the kind of person who can drink wine, in moderation, of course. You can be a part of the community. You can be a part of a community that recognizes that there are Sotas in the world. It happens. And when it happens, we have to deal with it. But we do not, chas v'shalom, relish in the gossip and in the blather. We're better than that. We're more positive than that. And we certainly are more holy and more refined than that. Have an amazing day, everyone.